As JP Fluellen here, Titan Real Estate Team at Real, and in today's video, we're going to talk about how to find that ultimate morning routine for the top producer. Okay, so when you're looking at what is the best practices of top producers in the real estate business, most of them have ritualistic morning habits. And one of those is making sure that you get up early, and we're not talking like 7 a.m., we're talking like 4:30 in the morning. And I know for those of you that are watching this, you're like, are you freaking kidding me right now? I'm not doing that. But let me remind you that how are you gonna add extra time to your day? Well, that comes out of your mornings because, you know, our evenings are caught up with showings, writing offers, and then all the other chaos that happens throughout the day. But if we are up early before all the things open, and I think if you're, you know, active in the business, you probably see that most of the places open up at 8 o'clock, the banks open up, the title companies are open up at 8, but you can add an additional 3.5 hours to your day just by getting up earlier. And so what I would do, and this is kind of my routine, is I exercise. I spend time preparing. I spend an hour preparing my day, checking my calendar, making sure that all my days are all lined out. I make sure that there are things that I didn't get to the day before, and those are all in my calendar, because if it's not in your calendar, what? Yeah, it doesn't exist. So we don't want any of that chaos in our lives. We want to make sure that we're on one appointment to the next, to the next, to the next. And as a guy that has self-diagnosed ADHD, you want to make sure that you don't do this instead of being on the next appointment. Because, you know, as a famous person once said, is this is what you're doing, and this is what I want you to do. So make sure that you are using your time wisely. Also, I exercise. I make sure I take my vitamins. I take my vitamins before I work out. I know some people don't do that. I also eat a little bit before I work out, and some people don't do that either. But, you know, make sure you're keeping your diet right. You know, you keep your, your sleep, make sure you're sleeping good. You know, for some people, they need, you know, 8-9 hours. Some people need 7, some people need 6. But for me, I found that sweet spot for me is 7 hours. Anything more than that, my back starts to hurt, you know, all those things. I did hear from a guy that has been kind of studying this for a while that sleep cycles usually go in like, you know, in 90-minute increments. So you just have to figure out what that sweet spot is in that those 90-minute increments, because I guess you know, and then getting up in the middle of a sleep cycle isn't good either, because then you get groggy and then, you know, you have crazy dreams and all that fun stuff. But yeah, just keep it real, keep it consistent. That is usually what I do, you know, and when I go on vacation, it throws my entire like rhythm off, because I'm getting up late, I'm, you know, eating at weird times, I'm eating too much out to eat food. I just got back from being on vacation and I'm, you know, on the struggle bus right now. So, you know, getting back in that routine plus the time changes and all the fun stuff that goes with that. So super excited to get back into that routine, because again, you know, if you live and die by that routine, your life's gonna be so much less chaotic. So I hope that helps. Hope you're productive this week. And we'll catch you guys on the next video. I'm JP Fluellen, and if you want to know more, hit me up, text me, email me. Catch you on the next one. Peace.